5.2, relationship of the amount of alcohol consumed to BAC and the equivalence of different types of alcoholic beverages. What is an average drink? An average 12-ounce can of beer, 5% alcohol, an average 5-ounce glass of wine, 12% alcohol, and an average ounce and a half of whiskey, 40% alcohol, all contain about the same amount of alcohol. Remember, not all beer is 5% alcohol, not all wine is 12% alcohol, and not all whiskey is 40% alcohol. This is only a guideline. Some drinks contain more alcohol than a beer or a glass of wine or a shot. For example, a Long Island iced tea contains rum, gin, vodka, tequila, and triple sec, almost 3 ounces of alcohol. A drink like this is not considered one drink. What is BAC? Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is the amount of alcohol in an individual's body measured by the weight of the alcohol in a volume of blood. The BAC determines the amount of alcohol that can be consumed before an individual is presumptively impaired. There are several ways to test an individual's BAC. The most common method used by law enforcement officers is the breath testing device, which measures the alcohol level in the breath from the lungs. BAC can also be determined by drawing blood and measuring the amount of alcohol in the blood itself. Blood alcohol concentration is directly correlated with the degree of impairment an individual displays when driving after drinking. Although an individual may not exhibit gross signs of impairment, he or she is nevertheless impaired, even at a BAC level lower than that allowed by most state laws. There is no formula to determine BAC solely from the amount of alcoholic beverages consumed. BAC levels vary from person to person and can vary within an individual on a case-by-case basis. An individual's BAC depends on the person's gender, weight, metabolism, the time period over which the alcohol was consumed, and the amount of food that was in the stomach prior to drinking. Although a person's BAC can be estimated, the level cannot be determined solely by the number of drinks consumed and cannot be precisely calculated by a person's height and weight. Blood alcohol concentration laws are different for drivers under the age of 21 because it is already illegal for these individuals to buy, possess, or consume alcoholic beverages. Zero tolerance laws make it illegal for those under the age of 21 to drive after consuming any amount of alcohol, so the legal limit for these drivers is 0.02. Presumption of impairment is 0.08 BAC. The reason for such a presumption is that everybody reacts to alcohol differently. Individuals can be the same sex, height, and weight, and drink the same amount of alcohol, and one individual can be visibly far more impaired than the other. How do you sober up? Black coffee? Exercise? Cold shower? Sorry, but these are not much help. Give an impaired driver a cup of coffee, and you have a wide-awake impaired driver. Run him around the block, and you now have a wide-awake, tired, impaired driver. Put him in a cold shower, and now you have a wide-awake, tired, cold, clean, impaired driver. Time is the only way to sober up. About 90% of the alcohol a person drinks will be oxidized by the liver, which takes time. 1-5% of the alcohol is given off unchanged in urine, perspiration, and expired air. The expired air is used by the police to measure your BAC. The remainder of the alcohol in the blood is oxidized or burned up by various organs of the body. Each drink of alcohol increases the number of liver cells destroyed and eventually may cause cirrhosis of the liver. This disease is 8 times more frequent among alcoholics than non-alcoholics. The most dramatic and noticeable result of alcohol abuse is its effect on the brain. Alcohol depresses the brain centers, resulting in these progressive effects: lack of coordination, confusion, disorientation, stupor, anesthesia, coma, and death. Alcohol kills brain cells and can cause permanent brain damage. Alcohol abuse over a period of time causes loss of memory, judgment, and learning disability.